a woman named Aisha from Pakistan relays the following experience. I was once busy reciting Quran Majid, as was my habit, when my eldest son, Shafi, who was approximately 6 years old at the time, emerged from the house to play outside. We are still unsure as to exactly how it happened, but he somehow closed the door of the car on his finger. His hand was injured so badly that his third finger, the middle finger, was almost totally separated from his right hand. The finger just managed to remain attached to his hand by a thin strip of skin. That was all that was holding the finger. Just the little skin that was still, the finger was with the body. Otherwise, it happened such a way that the whole finger was off. I was seated in our home reciting Surah Ar-Rahman and remained oblivious to what had transpired. She didn't know all this is happening. My husband, on seeing our son injured, did not wait to inform me of what had happened, but instead instantly bundled him into the car and raced off to the nearest doctor, which was the logical thing, that emergency. So he didn't even inform the mother, the wife, and he took the child to doctor. On arriving at the doctor's surgery, the doctor urged him to rush to Shafi to the civil hospital. I was just about completing Surah Ar-Rahman when the guard started urgently shouting for me. The guard of the house, he knew what was happening, so he came to inform me. When I did not turn my attention to him and indicated that he should wait as I wished to complete the surah before hearing his message. I want to read my Quran. I want to first finish Surah Ar-Rahman. Then whatever you got to say, I'll listen to you afterwards. When I had completed reciting the surah, I turned to him and informed me of the tragedy that had befallen my son. On receiving the news, I also set out for the civil hospital. The doctors had used stitches to reattach his finger, but felt that the finger would not successfully connect and join with the hand, and it would thus be better to remove it altogether. All the nerves are cut, all the blood, the veins are cut, every arteries are cut, everything is cut. It's got no connection, only with a little skin. That's all that was holding it. I, however, could not tolerate the thought of my son living with only four fingers on his hand and begged them to give the finger a chance, which doesn't make sense to them at all. In this way, 2 days passed with the finger attached until the signs of infection and decay became apparent. It became now gangrene, septic gangrene. The hand began to emit the odor of disease, and we now feared that the infection had spread to the rest of his hand. Now it wasn't only the finger, now the whole hand. In desperation, one of the most prominent surgeons of Karachi, Dr. Pinto, was summoned, the most superior surgeon. When Dr. Pinto examined my son's hand, he supported the opinion of the other surgeons, claiming that my son's finger was beyond saving, and also declared that the right hand would have to be amputated until the wrist on account of the infection. Now the whole hand will have to be amputated. Overcome by a mother's love for her child, I pleaded with Dr. Pinto to prescribe more medication which would hopefully remove the infection and save my son's hand. Dr. Pinto became angry and admonished me, saying, "If you refuse to allow us to amputate until his wrist, the infection will spread within 24 hours. We will be forced to amputate until his elbow. Everything will have to go." Hearing this, I stood up and exited the hospital. I turned to the best surgeons in the city, and they had failed to save my son's hand. I should rather turn to Allah Ta'ala and place my reliance and faith on him. Hasbi Allah, la ilaha illahu, alayhi tawakkaltu, wa huwa rabbul arshil azim. Still standing outside the hospital, I began to make dua to Allah Ta'ala, saying, "Oh Allah, this tragedy struck while I was reciting your Quran Majid. Oh Allah, you have complete control over the entire world, and you are all powerful. Do not let me become despondent of your mercy. O Allah, have mercy on my son. O Allah, I will recite one entire Quran in the next day. You save my son. In order to console me, the doctor gave me 2 capsules to give my son and a bottle of Dettol to disinfect his wound. The amputation, however, was scheduled to take place in 24 hours. I turn my complete attention to Allah Ta'ala and place my complete confidence in Him alone. For that 24 hours, I remained in the hospital and began to recite the Quran Majeed with my husband until we had together completed the khatam of the Quran Majeed in 17 hours. In these 17 hours, the wounds on the hand of Shafi miraculously dried and all the signs of infection miraculously disappeared. The finger that was only attached by a bit of skin, and now it became right. Quran Sharif. If we turn to Quran Sharif, what all the doctors and surgeons combined were unable to accomplish, Allah Ta'ala had done for us in just a few moments. The surgeons were speechless and realized that all their degrees were worthless before the Quran Majeed of Allah Ta'ala. This incident transpired 14 years ago. When this book was written, that was also so many years ago. And the hand of Shafi healed so completely that not even a scar can be seen today. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to have our trust on Quran Sharif, to become married to Quran Sharif, to become devoted to Quran Sharif, become the devotees of Quran Sharif.